Hey y'all, welcome to Profession Confession, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for all my listeners for tuning in, and to the new listeners or sponsors, thank you so much. If y'all able to, just check out my page, check out my channel, YouTube, Profession Confession, Facebook Profession Confession, as well as on Instagram. It's just me being me with my family and just living life. It's Call Me Callie. Callimicali. This episode that I'm literally about to talk about is just us women in general. And every woman like to say, you know, we always, you know, value ourselves, value our worth. It's like, what's the point of that if you don't mind being the side chick? What's the point of that if you don't mind getting cheated on, but you love the beneficiary and materialistic? That's not your worth as a woman, and that's not your value as a woman. And it's just really not up to a man to show you your worth, show you your value. It's basically, it's showing you yourself, your strength. Just what you can prove and what you can do. How low will you go? And how high is you willing to get up? By any means necessary, well, with limitation and boundaries. The right way, the legal way, the respectful way. So, basically, it's just talking about what the fuck is the point of being a star player, but you're on the losing team. So many women see themselves so independent, so just like them, just, you know, being them, living life, thinking it's great. No, it ain't great. How can y'all, some of y'all, that's in relationships, accept, you know, your man doing what he do? This happened in all levels of wealth. Just us poor, mid-wealth, and, you know, the rich wealth. And rich wealth, I can kind of answer for y'all. It must be the money, baby. It must be your vacations that you could take. It must be whatever you can buy without looking at the tag. Male wealth, it's like kind of sort of that, but then y'all want to settle, have something, to cover something with that one person. Poor wealth is just like, we get it how we get it and live how we live. It's just, hey, ain't no shame in your game, so it's just like the shame how you do it. Shame when you're doing it, who you do it with. So, just talking about it. I just, like, want to know, how does it feel to be in that position? Me, I never been in a side chick position, never, and I so swear. And it's just, like, I see so many of my friends being it. I see so many family, not so many, I just see, like, quite a two or three. It's just, like, how does that feel, bro? And it's just, like, as I see it, and you know, people explain it. It may sound all good and all, but how does it feel every night to be alone? To sleep alone, to wake up to not seeing anybody, not seeing that person there. How does it feel to wake up not seeing them there, but also think and also know that he's back home with the woman? I just want to ask why some of y'all don't care. If the other woman never did you anything. If, you know, y'all had never had any conflicts. Only thing that can make a woman hate another woman is that one common denominator is that man. May say something to that woman that the other woman didn't know. May say something to this woman that other woman didn't know. So, try to clear up the clouds. And I'm going to speak for the main. I know it's like all of us had that dream and fantasy. And we all still fantasize. We all still dream. But we all need to stop. Don't stop at one. Because some of it may not be true. Some of it, most of it. I say 70-30 that it's not going to be with that one. If it doesn't work out with that one, it's okay to go for the other one. But never let a man have a string or a pin attached to you. unless you have kids. I understand that part. Unless you have kids, keep it, set boundaries, y'all. Because if you don't, and make it think like it's the old time, that man gonna be playing you like it's the old time. And you gonna be so much blind to it. Just don't stop at one if that one did not work. If it doesn't work, hey, move on from it. Because it seemed like he don't have a problem. It seemed like he always have options. He treats you like an option. Some of y'all or us as women need to pay attention to that. If you feel like you got a second guess or that you are second guessing, believe that shit because it's probably true. 9 times out of 10 it is. So, I'm just here to say, stand your ground. Just open your eyes more. And just know, don't stop at one because it won't always work out. And I know that shit from firsthand. Trust me. I know it. As well as Side Chick Anthem. Y'all here. It's like I understand y'all want to have your fun, y'all single and all this. But why? They be like, oh, they be having all the good niggas. Y'all turn the good niggas bad because it's y'all. If it's a good nigga, let it be. Leave him alone. Temptation is a bitch. Temptation is a motherfucker. But temptation is aka karma. Temptation is so related to karma. I know y'all hear what goes around comes back around. You know, treat life. You know, because that bitch is. Ooh, life is a bitch. You better know how to treat them. So, just, it's easy to back away because there's always somebody else. It may not be your forte that day, that night, that week, that month. But don't take the good nigga because y'all ruining happy homes. Just, yes, he may have his eye out for one person, one woman. Let that be happy because y'all gonna end up being in the same shoes that, you know, that the main woman was in. But shit turn, titles turn, titles have a funny way. You may be end up being the main, but he gonna do the same shit that you did. He gonna do it to you like he left this woman for you. Bitch, he's gonna cheat on you too. Once that shit come, because you got bold women now. Bold ass women. Like, you got bitches that will ask for the nigga number right in front of her. And the man go entertain that. Men are stupid. Boys are stupid, actually. But you just gotta know how to play your cards. Shit, go on the dating site if it doesn't. Step out your comfort zone. Step out your box. Stop setting these high standards because none of them came true. I have never not met one person who fucking standards came true. Job, no kids, got a good income, 6 figures, whatever, 8-inch, 9-inch dick. Like, it doesn't come true. I have not met that one person. If I do, bitch, shoot me in the leg. Like, for real. Bitch, I would do whatever you ask and please. Like, for that day, if I ever meet somebody. That shit ain't true and that shit ain't real. I don't believe it's real. It's like, I don't really have, like, that kind of type because I like to explore. First person I had was a woman. It was fun. But it wasn't my forte. Second was a white boy. Then it was an Asian. Then I went black. Literally. Stepped out my whole comfort zone. Went white again. Went with a woman. Then went black. It's like, you gotta step out your comfort zone. All ladies, single women, you're going to find somebody. Don't take it from a home. Because, trust me, you think that you ruined and flooded theirs, nigga, a missile will go hit your shit if you trying to do that with the same nigga that you took from the other home. Trust and believe me, it's going to be a missile strike on your ass because you go feel what the other woman felt. Because if you side chick, let me put it in this forte. Let me just put it like this. You're the side chick. dude got a girlfriend. Happy home, living. You text him, y'all getting it? See how easy it was? You see how easy he is? And look at yourself and look at your type. You thinking like, yes, I'm a bad bitch. I'm fine as fuck. Have any nigga that I want and that I please. But I am picky. Well, you got the same type behind you. You got copycats. You be so surprised. Once you get that dude, there's a copycat behind you. That's he go fall for it. Once you see that it's easy to get him and pull him from a home, bitch, it's gonna be even easier for the next woman. Like, see another woman that, you know, that may be finer than you. Maybe exact same. Because now he has a little standard. Like, oh, I pulled the bad bitch. Like, my girl is okay, she cool. But this one, she got a little more good feature. Now think of another woman. Third time the charm, she might keep this one for life. Because it's more of a top feature to it, but it got so many flaws behind it. So be prepared to hurt as you hurt the other woman by taking her dude from this happy home. And it was happy. Think about that shit. You gotta think of it. Because still yet, you was not a winner. Because this woman would keep losing. She was never the star player. And what make you think you gonna be the fucking star player to this nigga team? Bitch, you gonna be part of the other players. You going to have, like, you're not going to be number one. You ain't going to have the jersey number one. Nothing. You're not going to have the nigga last name. I'm just saying. It's not all cracked up to be. Because they work hard to build a happy home. They struggle to be able to rebuild. They've fallen so many times to be able to rebuild a happy home. It's going to be even harder on you. And once another top notch come, bitch, you go fall down, it's going to be even harder on your damn self. Because you should always keep it in mind. You should see this coming. Be prepared. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Like, got to think of the other woman. Even though, you know, you ain't fucking her, you ain't talking to her, you don't give a fuck. Y'all better think of it because imagine how what she going through that's going to happen to you soon. Enjoy the ride of hell while you can. But once you there and he leave, oh, he gone. He is gone. I am telling you. I know this shit firsthand and I've seen it so many times. But it's kind of ending us all. Fellas, oh, I ain't through. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to betray my little team over here because us women, we sneaky, we powerful. So, what's the point of being the star player on the losing team? This is the females. Now, males, I'm coming after y'all. Well, I came after y'all. So, I should say males. So, let's switch it around. Part two is the females. Y'all gonna know some tricks up our sleeve. Stay on game, be on game. I like how some men be like, I know she's gonna do this shit ready, but the main thing, y'all motherfuckers can't take the hurt that we took, that we can take. You cannot do it. You show the fuck can't, my nigga. You can't, and I promise you that. It's impossible. So, y'all stay tuned because this one is going to be released on, what's today? What's today? I think the 14th, Saturday. So basically, I'm going to start doing on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, not Fridays, Sundays. Probably 3 days out the week, actually. So Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday. That is my schedule now. So, part two, what's the point of being the star player but you're on a losing team? Stay tuned for part two because males, y'all stay tuned. And if I got some male listeners, follow me. Add me on Snapchat, question and answers DM. And them questions are piling up, y'all. So, SackBeauty underscore 916, SACBEAUTY. That is my Snapchat underscore 916. Add your girl. I will holler at y'all later. That is the end of profession confession right now. I just want y'all to keep this in your head. Just, you know, let it sink in. Any questions that y'all have, voice message me. Hey, I'm on Spotify, Google Cast, Apple Podcasts, Overcast. Yeah, no, Anchor, of course, truly. And support your girl. I will support you back as well. Follow, add you as a favor for all those listeners and podcast makers and everybody else. Trust and believe. Follow me. Call me Callie, K-A-L-L-M-I-C-A-L-I. And I will follow back. I'm not mean. I'm easy to talk to, as y'all can see. But good night. Thank you for listening.